Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
All right, welcome back. Now, here's a really interesting one that it's going to get difficult for people to be honest about this one, right? But there's a phenomenon called runaway accounts. Primarily applies to women. And it comes from a long, long time ago when, I suppose, the woman was at home, the man was out at work, and the woman would stash a few quid for a rainy day. She wouldn't tell her husband about it. And the reason being is she had no control over money, where the man had all the control. This is traditionally back 30, 50, 40 years ago. Maybe still happens to some degree anyway. So she would keep a few quid just in case things happened and she had to, you know, do a runner. And it was called a runaway account. So that's where it came from. But a recent article in the Irish Times highlighted that 13% of adults in relationships have a secret bank account unknown to their partners. These financial stashes are often, as I said, referred to as runaway accounts. And they are funds that individuals keep hidden from their significant other. Now, as I said, the reasons may vary. Some see it as a safety net, others as a means of maintaining financial independence, and others just see it as money for a rainy day that I don't need to tell my partner about. But a while back, we actually received an email in relation to this. So I just want to, it kind of ties in with the topic, so I thought I'd read it out to you. And it says, hi, Niall, I love the show and I listen every night. I would love to hear what your listeners... Oh, speaking of loving the show and listening every night, I wanted to say hello to somebody. And I have their name written down somewhere here. I'll find it in a few minutes. Anyway, I love the show and listen every night, and I would love to hear what your listeners think about this. My wife and I have been married for nearly 20 years and we have kids together. We've always had a very open relationship when it comes to money. We both work, we both contribute to the household, and we've never really had a major financial secrets, or so I thought. A few months ago, her father passed away, unexpectedly. We were struggling to cover the funeral costs, which were about €4,000 short. I was stressed about how we were going to manage it, considering we had just paid for some house repairs and the money was tight. Out of nowhere, she told me not to worry and transferred the money instantly. I was relieved, but also confused about where the money came from. That's when she admitted she had a separate savings account that I never knew about. I was shocked, and I asked her how much she was in it, and she said I didn't need to know, and she wouldn't say. She told me she started putting money aside years ago, just in case, inverted commas, and that was hers alone. I don't know what to make of it. Part of me feels betrayed, like she's been hiding something big from me, but another part of me wonders if I'm overreacting. Maybe she's entitled to her own savings. I just never imagined there would be a financial secret between us after all these years. Can you please read this out? Thanks. Hey, so are these kind of secret accounts a form of deception? Or do individuals have the right to private savings, even with or within a committed relationship? I mean, do you have a secret account? Or has your partner kept one from you? How did it affect your relationship if it happened? Is there anything wrong with it? The number is, by the way, as usual, 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Now, I'm going to take one or two calls. Let me go to, Micheál first. Have I two Micheáls there? And I don't know which one is actually Micheál. Oh, and the one is Amanda. Oh, I see that. I go to Micheál first, then I go to Amanda. Sorry, I do apologise. Amanda, or Micheál, hi, how are you?
Yeah, you get to the
good as a talk to you. Micheál, is there anything wrong with your other half having a kind of secret account?
Well,
or some people call it a JIC fund, by the way, which is like a just-in-case fund.
Just 2 weeks when the Lord and mercy, my better half to pass away. So like, no, there was never any secret accounts in our life. And if somebody came up with a secret account like that, I'd be worried then. I'd be referring back to your last topic there, the profession that some of the ladies are carrying out. Where in the name of God did this money come from? You're running like you have a certain salary, and the salary should be spared to a certain extent, like, because the lady's normally at home and she would have to mind the first things. And the next day, if there's a secret account, I said to myself, where the name of Christ did you get all that money? If I found out her death, I'd be demanding answers. And like, I mean, I'd be afraid that to revert back to the last topic you had, which I was very, very involved in my life. I could tell you a lot about that, but I wasn't on for it. But I'd be worried that that's it, because some of the ladies are carrying on that profession. Really top ladies, unbelievable professionals they have themselves, and they're involved in other professions such as sex workers. Now, and if my wife or somebody turned up there and you and had a secret bank account, And the first time, because of the knowledge I have of the other side, I'd be saying, well, hold on here in a minute. Where is this coming from?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
I'd be worried about it.
Yeah.
I'd be thinking that he's worried about it. And I would. I'd be looking for the answer, especially if there's any kind of a reasonable sum. If there's a few bob wearing gold, just say, well, I'd give them a clap in the back. But if a lack of thousands of dollars, I'll tell you something. I'd be expecting very answers. And I expected a very rapid explanation. Maybe that.
So you think it's quite damaging to a relationship?
Well, I think for personally, if there's a reasonable substantial amount of money, or say if somebody dies, you know about it, if there's a will made or somebody got a portion of somebody else's will or something like that, you'd know about it anyway, but that'd be normal enough. But if someone turns up out of the blue with a lack of thousands of pounds hidden, I mean, a decent amount of thousands hidden in an account, I was certain to me, definitely damage your relationship. Because if you say, oh God, fair dues.
Some people will argue, is a woman not entitled to have a few quid in her own little account without having to tell her husband?
I'd give her a clap in the back. But where did she get the goddamn money? I mean, if you, because money is tight.
Maybe she's working too, like. She is working in this particular case.
Well, yes, if she's working and she's putting away a few bob, I'd like to know about it. But I'd say, but running into several thousands, I'd be worried about it. I didn't tell her damn what to work at, because if he's working, I'd have a fair idea of what her income was. I'd know what house expenses were. You wouldn't be that stupid. And yeah. The next thing is, this other account turns up and then they hemorrhage of money in it. I'd be looking for answers very quick. I'd be looking for answers. And I'd say it'd be very damaging to a relationship. A fair dose to the women. They'd be entitled to have a separate account, but not to the magnitude like what you're referring to there. I'd be asking questions.
Mm. A lot of people probably would be asking questions. But let me get a female perspective on it as well. Let me go to Amanda. Amanda, hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Lyon, how are you?
Good. Amanda, do you have a runaway account?
Runaway account?
Yeah.
Why the marriage? Like, no. I really don't support that. I mean, why do you need a runaway account?
Well, I suppose some women would keep it. Traditionally, it used to be kept in case things didn't work out with the husband and they needed to get out of there and they had no money themselves, so they would sky a few quid off into a secret bank account.
So now look at this, like, why are you in that marriage? You're already planning, you know, for the breakdown.
For failure.
Of
yeah,
the
you're planning for failure.
Yeah. So for failure, exactly. No, I mean, I just think that is wrong. But like, what are we advocate for is, you know, in a marriage, a woman is entitled to have her own money. It's your right. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to have your own money, mostly if you're working, especially if you're working. So what she would do is, you know, have her own personal account. I want to think she has her own account before she got married. So, you know, keep that account going, then have a joint account with your partner, with your husband. You guys have a joint account where you put something, you know, every month, depends on when you, or every week when you get your wages, you know, that would be for the running of the house. But your account, your personal account that you've had before you got married or even the marriage, is your account where you keep your money.
Yeah, that's okay. So most people will have their own joint accounts. Years ago, joint accounts were a big thing. Nowadays, not so much, right? Most people now have their own single accounts. They may have a joint account for a mortgage, let's say. But that's a separate issue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but most people have their own bank accounts now. And the husband and wife will have their own bank accounts. And they generally know what's in each other's bank accounts. Or they generally don't even ask, because they have a fair idea that the other person is not loaded, right? But if, say, one person, be it the husband or the wife, has another account somewhere, and they're kind of putting, you know, 50 quid a week or 100 quid a week into it, now out of their own money, that's a bad thing as far as you're concerned.
If it's secret. No,
it's a secret.
That's a bad thing. That is no, because I mean, if that is my partner, I'll be asking questions, just like the other guy. I'll be asking questions. Why are you keeping that? What is your plan? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, if we're in this for life, so why are we doing that? So that for me is no. For having a bank account separate from whatever you have with your partner is okay, but keeping it secret.
It's deception.
You know?
It's deception, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the girl in the email, the first he's heard of this bank account, he's with her 20 years, and the first he heard of it was when her father died and they were short of money for the funeral, and she suddenly produced 4,000 out of this account and said, yeah, okay, I have a separate account, so what? And he said, how much is in it? And she said, it's none of your business.
Okay.
I tell you, yeah. I have a mate, Amanda, well, I had a friend of mine many years ago, and him and his wife had separate accounts. And
okay.
Yeah, I remember at one stage, I think it was her mother or father died, and she got a big inheritance. He had no, and I said to him, I just happened to say to him, did you get much? Like, and he says, I don't know. She never told me. I said, what do you mean she never told you? And he says, it's in her account. I have no idea how much she got. So she kind of could have got a couple of hundred grand inheritance, and he had no idea. He was married to her 20, 30 years. He had no idea how much she had.
You see, Naya, I think that has to be with, like, that has to do with the foundation of the marriage. So do they, like, do they disclose things to each other, or, you know, or they just do things like everybody mind their business? So
yeah, I would be horrified now if I was in a marriage like that. You know, look, there's no harm, you know, in your wife or your husband having their own bank account. And look, you know, my wife has her own bank account. I have my bank account. She has a fair idea how much I have in my account, which is probably very little. And I have a fair idea what she has in her account. I don't have to ask her. She doesn't have to tell me, you know, or whatever. But okay. if she did happen to say to me tomorrow, oh, by the way, how much have you got in your account? I'd happily tell her. It wouldn't bother me. You know what I mean?
That is it. That is it. So if they've not...
And we share money. We share money all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She would never see me short. I would never see her short. That's always the way we are. You know, we just share our money.
Well, that is how it's supposed to be, Nine. So having a secret account somewhere, I mean, I think there's another agenda. You know, maybe she's not really comfortable in that marriage, or they're lacking trust. You know, when somebody's looking at like, okay, I don't think this is going to go a long way, mm-hmm. you know. So, of course, you want to keep money aside for runaway. So I just think they are lacking trust. Well, so they have
it is. It's like planning for your divorce the day you walk down the aisle, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, why would you be doing it in the first place? Now, I know some people call them a JIC fund, and that's okay too. A JIC fund is just what they call a just-in-case fund, which kind of offers a bit of financial security, relationship stability, independence and empowerment, they say, for women or men or whoever has it. And just, you know, being prepared for that kind of emergency in life that might happen, that you need a few quid. But I don't think a JIC fund is exactly the same as a runaway fund, because a JIC fund is not secret. Do you understand what I mean?
It's not secret, yeah.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. it's a kind of fund that you kind of both know about, and it exists there, and it's for a rainy day. You know what I mean?
For a rainy day. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and some people will do that. They'll put a portion of money away for a rainy day.
And yeah, I would do that. Like, I do that. I have money put apart for rainy days and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know? So... Mm. I think most people would do that, you know, but it's not secret.
No,
you know?
No.
So,
yeah, I think Michal is right. The problem here is the secret. That's the problem, Michal, isn't it?
That is the problem. The secret. So why are you keeping a secret account? Mm. And how much is in the secret account now?
Well, clearly a lot. If she could produce 4,000 out of it like that, there's clearly a lot in it. You know?
So what is your husband planning to do? Is he going to continue with the marriage or something?
Yeah, well, that's what he says. You know, he doesn't really know. What did he say there at the end? She told me she started putting money aside years ago just in case, and that it was hers. It was hers alone. Part of me feels, he said, betrayed, like she's been hiding something big from me for years. But another part of me wonders if I'm overreacting. Maybe she's entitled to her own savings. Well, she is. Well, she is entitled to her own savings. But I think keeping it a secret from him is a bit much.
Yeah. She's entitled to her own savings. She's entitled to her own money. But keeping it aside just in case of what?
Yeah.
You know, so like, just in case you break up with me, but I'm not keeping money just in case you break up with me.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So who is saying that to me?
Sorry, Michal. What did you say, Michal?
It's the secret department that has to make the banks of the whole lot.
Yeah.
Why have the secret? You're together for better or for worse until you get your part and all this, and you wind up with a secret. I just been saying, no, I don't agree with it. Why would you have money like that? Where did it come from?
Yeah.
It would. It would rot the living daylight out of any marriage, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Especially for substantial money. I'd be thinking, hold on a minute, where did you get that? I'd be having your own doubts in it.
Yeah. There should be no... I mean, look, a marriage that's based on secrets and lies and deception is a marriage that's doomed.
It's deception.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hang on. Let me just go to Graham as well. Graham, hi, how are you?
Hi, Noel, how are you?
Good. Graham, is there anything wrong with what this wife did by just suddenly appearing with 4 grand?
I think so, Noel. I think it's very deceptive. Personally, personally, I think it's just deception at its finest. I'd be more inclined to kind of think along the lines of, if the wife can suddenly have this kind of this account, for me that would be such a big secret.
It's a red flag, isn't it? Yeah.
What else could she possibly be keeping a secret from you? And it doesn't make the basis of a good relationship. It's kind of setting yourself up for kind of a fall. It's kind of setting yourself up for a really bad fall. And you're going to absolutely ruin, you could potentially ruin a relationship that you've probably built up and you've probably had good grounds.
See, relationships are different now than they were 50 years ago. Like my mother had no idea how much my father had. That was just the way it was in those days. So he'd give her money every week for the messages or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But that was just the way life was in those days. Different world.
Yeah, but I also think, two people that are going to be in a relationship should kind of be able to approach one another and kind of say, look, I have such and such in the bank. There'd be no issue here. If my partner came to me and said, how much do you have in your bank? I'd be open to tell her. And likewise, my partner would be open to tell me. It's not that we're keeping it a secret from one another. I would see her stuck. She would see me stuck. We're there to help each other. We're there to commonly build the basis of a good relationship. And I just think it's excellent not to kind of open up about it. And I mean, not to say that everybody's not entitled to have kind of their own accounts. Everybody is entitled to have their own accounts. Everybody is entitled to kind of save wherever they see fit to save. But I just don't think it would have been a big issue at all if you had said, look, I have this account on the side, I'm putting money into this account, it's purely for
a rainy day.
It's purely for my savings. I think there's a hint of maybe honesty that could have been solved. It solved this very easy. It could have prevented a lot of kind of, like, I'd imagine the partner now kind of feels very
insecure.
I'd imagine.
Yeah.
It's insecure and it's probably a huge blow to him.
Are you in a relationship, Graham, by the way?
Yeah, I'm in a relationship. I'm currently engaged.
Good man.
I've been with my partner for 16 years.
Okay, so do you both have separate accounts?
We both have separate accounts, yes.
Okay.
I get paid into my own account, she gets paid into her own account, we both work.
So, I don't want to know how much you have, but would she know how much is in your account and would you know how much, roughly, is in her account?
Like, it wouldn't be kind of a conversation that would regularly come up. But like, if she turned around to me maybe one morning, if she turned around to me, say, on a Saturday morning and said, Graham, how much would you have in your account? I'd be open to that, Eric.
Yeah, if something happened, if like the roof fell off the house tomorrow and you just needed a few quid and she turned around and said, Jesus, look, I've 3.5 in my account. How much have you got in yours? You know, that conversation's like, okay.
The conversation's okay. Like, the conversation's okay, but like, it's not, I just think there's principles and hiding money, I just think is it's not a good way to go about things. Or hiding kind of, like, everybody's entitled to their own financial status. Everybody's entitled to their own kind of financial kind of confidentiality. Everybody is entitled to that. But I mean, if you're committed into a relationship, I think the confidentiality kind of shouldn't kind of, it's not really confidential if you're in a committed relationship.
No.
You should kind of be open to kind of discussing with your partner. Like, I don't mean you have to discuss it 24/7. You don't have to discuss it every day, every week, every month.
Yeah.
But if there happens to become a situation where your partner says, look, I have 2 grand in this account, much would you have in your account?
I suppose if you're planning a wedding, by the way, you supposedly need to know exactly how much you have. By the way, Amanda, are you in a relationship? I don't think so. Are you? Amanda?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'll just keep that question mine.
Oh, okay, because I remember the last time I asked you, you said no. So I don't know whether you are or not. I'm just sitting there. Anyway, if you were in a relationship, would you be very open about how much is in your bank account?
I don't think there's any need for that. I don't think there's any need for that. Will he be asking me how much you have in your bank account? I don't know, but I just think there's no need for that question. If there's some, like, if we need money for something, you know, I can offer, you know, I can go, okay, I have this amount of money, you know, can we put money together? That I can do. But just like asking me how much do you have in your account, I will not be asking that question. Like,
would you not? So you're okay with the fact that you be in a relationship and you have no idea how much your partner has in their account and they have no idea how much you have in yours? Roughly, you don't know. You don't need to know to the euro. Like, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I was in a relationship with my ex. I don't know what he has in his account. Like, like, I don't know what he makes. So I don't even know what he has. Like, he doesn't know what I have in my account for. I don't think. But if we need money, like, to do something, of course, you know, we can put money together and have it, and have whatever it is done. Mm. But, like, asking me what I have in my account, I just think is a bit, like...
Okay, well, hang on, both of you, there for a second, because I want to go to Lorraine straight after the short break. And Lorraine believes it's not such a bad idea. It's a little safety net, maybe. Now, before I go any further, I forgot to say this earlier on. I want to say hello to one of the staff members of Dunn Stores in Bishopstown, in Cork, Cherry Faye Graham, who I believe is a big fan of the show, was chatting to a friend of mine today, Martin, and she told him she was a big fan of the show, and I told him I'd give you a mention. So Cherry Faye Graham, thank you very much indeed for supporting the show, and thank you for listening, and thank you for loving us. We love you too. Cherry Faye Graham in Dunn Stores in Bishopstown. I believe it's like a cult down there. There's a load of them in Bishopstown that listen to the show on a regular basis. Listen, thank you very much indeed. Now, getting back to this runaway fund. Lorraine, hi, how are you?
Hey, Niall, how are you?
I'm good, Lorraine. Now, Lorraine, you're saying that it can be a good thing. It's a bit of a safety net.
It can be a safety net.
Now, Lorraine, before we go any further, hold on. Are you in the Jacks?
No.
There's a bit of an echo.
Sorry, I'll move.
You were in the Jacks, weren't you?
I wasn't. I was in my laundry room.
Oh, okay. All right, sorry about that. It sounded like you were sitting in the Jacks or something while you were talking to me. I'd be horrified. I'd be horrified by the thought of it.
I was in my laundry room.
Right, sorry, Lorraine. By the way, Lorraine, that's a whole other topic we must cover some night. Do you have a conversation with people on your phone while you're sitting on the toilet?
No.
Have you ever done it?
My best friend, yes. Nobody else, no.
He's in the toilet. I want to know how to smash the word.
See what I mean? Anyway, Lorraine, getting back to the runaway fund. A lot of women, they say 13% of adults in relationships have a secret bank account unknown to their partner. Does that surprise you?
No.
Hmm. Why?
It really doesn't. My mom always told me to have a runaway fund in case something goes wrong in your relationship. You could run away. You have money set aside. You could be comfortable when you run away.
But you love Jay to bits so much so that you're going
to
marry him.
And you can ask Jay, I can't save to save my life. So I haven't got one.
Right.
I understand why people have them. I genuinely do. I understand why people have them. It's just a fallback. It's a rainy day fund.
But is it not deception?
It is, to a certain extent. But at the same time...
To a certain extent? There's no certain extent. It is deception. You're hiding money from your partner. In a relationship.
Yeah, but it's yours. If it's a runaway
when
fund...
When you say it's yours, it's not. I mean, I earn money, Karen earns money, but our money is our money. It's not her money or my money. It's our money.
How do you know she doesn't have one?
What, a runaway fund?
Yeah.
she doesn't have a runaway fund because I can tell you now, judging by what she's put up with over the last month and a half or 2 months while I've been sick and the way she has treated me like a god, she's been by my side every single minute of the day. That woman is never running away from me. She loves me and I love her.
90% of husbands don't know there's a runaway fund there. Mm. Or 90% of partners don't know.
Well, it wouldn't be a runaway fund if they knew about it. Of course, it wouldn't be a secret then, would it? Yeah.
Exactly. My mom always told me to have one. She has one, and I guarantee you, she always told us she had one. Her and my dad are together 41 years this year. She has one. And it's just, to me, it's just in case something goes wrong and you and the kids are secure.
And does he not know that she has it?
I doubt it. But she's always told me and my sisters and my brother to always have the runaway fund in case something goes wrong in the relationship. And you can always be secure with the kids. If you have money, you're okay.
Yeah, but it's not a hidden account if you know they have it. Do you know what I mean?
No.
No, but I'm talking about people who have a secret account, literally another bank account that the husband or the wife, whichever's doing it, doesn't know about.
No, and I can get why they have it.
Like if I had a separate bank account that Karen didn't know about, and I had saved like, I don't know, 50 or 60 grand in it or something like that, and then all of a sudden one day she found out about it, I would absolutely understand why she'd be horrified.
I can get why they're horrified, but at the end of the day, it was you saving money. Mm. It wasn't.
But you can have a JIC fund. You can have a JIC fund for that. A JIC fund is something that you kind of both know about. It's not hidden. It's just one part or one person in the relationship is just putting money aside every now and again just for the rainy day.
Oh, no, I get it, though. I genuinely get it. Like, as I said, I don't have one because I can't stay outside my life. Jay, I'll tell you that. I spend money quicker than it's coming in.
So is Jay a good saver?
Jay is. I know we're secure with Jay. Jay's secret fund is now my secret fund.
Right, okay. So do you have a bank account? Do you have your own bank account?
No, we're together. We have a joint bank account. We're together 15 years, so.
Okay, yeah, but some people have a joint bank account. Joint bank accounts are not as popular as they used to be years ago.
No, our money's my money.
Our money is my money. Is that what you said? You just said.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me just get Jason here just to see if he agrees. Jason.
How are you, Niall? How are you getting on?
Yeah, your wife has just said, our money is my money.
Not yet.
Yeah. Well, when you get married, see what I mean?
Niall, ask her how much has he got saved. I'll double it.
No, hold on. What did I say? I can't save.
Niall, she couldn't save the date in our phone for our bloody wedding, for God's sake. I had to write it on the wall. You think she has money saved? Now, come on, Noy. What are you trying to do here? It's all the women's money. We all know that. Brian doesn't have a bank account. We have a bank account. It's called my bank account. And that's how it should be.
She says it's called hers.
No, come here. They don't know it is. I had to ask Ryan how much was left this week. Because we have what's called a family unit. We're one. It's not her money, my money. I have this and you have that. When they were together, but I have this. Now, what we have together. She fucks me out of here tomorrow. I have a truck to sleep in. That's it. I've no money to go and buy another house. I throw her out of here tomorrow. She's nothing.
But here's a story, okay? Let me ask you this, Lorraine, right?
Yeah.
I know of somebody and a woman who didn't realise that her husband had a house behind her back. This is a true story, right? She didn't even realise. She didn't. Yeah. And sold the house behind her back. How would you feel if you found out tomorrow Jason had like a two-bed apartment somewhere that he had never told you about? He had it years. It was kind of rented out or whatever. I don't know. And he sold it and didn't tell you about it. Would he be out the door?
No, I'd kill him stone dead.
Oh, fair enough.
See, Niall, if I go out the door, I still own it. If I die, she gets it in the divorce. But Niall, that's not a relationship then.
No, it's not.
I never. Sorry for cutting across you, Lorraine. And you, Niall. Sorry for cutting across. Yeah, actually, yeah. Sorry for cutting across you.
Niall,
I never, and my mum and dad never. I don't think of my money as mine. I go off and I do what I do because it's what I am. I'm a man. I go to work. I provide for my family. Lorraine's a woman. She looks after the family. She looks after me. Lorraine's the heartbeat of this house, right? I'm just a branch off this house. Now, hold on just for one second. I'm just a branch off this house that goes out and does what I have to do to keep the lights on, to keep the food on the table. But Lorraine makes the food. Lorraine dresses the kids and puts them to school to get them to be the next taxpayers. Lorraine gets me up in the mornings when I am here. This is a night that I'm here. She'd be up at 4 o'clock, 4:30 with me now in the morning, putting my stockings on because I can't bend over because my back is fucked.
By the way, can I just say, by the way, Karen put my socks on earlier.
She's been doing that for the last 10 years now for me.
Well, I'm wearing compression socks at the moment because of obviously what's wrong with me. So Karen has to put them on me. Yeah.
Niall, my stocks go
to me,
but I'm not going to...
Okay, but hang on, one at a time. I don't want a domestic on the air. Sorry, Lorraine. Well done, by the way. Go you for putting on the socks in the morning.
Niall.
Yeah, go ahead, Lorraine. Ask Jay a question.
Jay, if you found out tomorrow I had a secret bank account, what would you do?
Drop dead, because you've been living off me for the last 15 years, you lazy shite.
Basically, it must be his money that you were putting aside into it.
Exactly.
Jason, it's a fair question. So if you knew she had a secret bank account she'd never told you about and she had a few grand in it, would you be annoyed?
I'd be devastated, Niall. I literally would be, because I'd feel it was a betrayal. Because everything I've done for the last 14 and a half years has been for Lorraine and the kids.
Why?
Like, well, because I'm a man, and that's what men do. They go off to work, they look after their families.
Well, should a woman not have a safety net? Run away from? But, should a woman not have a safety net?
But what you're running away from? If you're a
nothing,
decent man, you're not going to...
No, but so... It didn't work out. Do we not have a safety net?
Well, if you've picked a decent man, he's not going to go anywhere. And he's going to do whatever he can to protect his family. Yeah, so, I know what you're saying. I do understand what you're saying, but then these girls are picking arsehole men. Pick a decent bloke, a bloke that won't treat you bad and that you will never have to worry. My mum and your mum, Lorraine, are together how long?
Yeah, but mum always had a secret
right there. Yeah, but... Well, then my mum never did. I don't know. Maybe, you know.
By the way, Lorraine, does your dad not know about the secret account?
No.
He knows now.
He does now.
You've just outed your mother.
I did.
Right, okay. So I'd stay there, both of you, for a second. I love a good old domestic between a husband and wife on the air. Adam, hi, how are you?
Not married, yeah.
Oh, I know, yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah. Adam, hi, how are you?
I'm good, Niall. How are you?
Good. Adam, you heard Lorraine there. You know, she doesn't see too much wrong with it, a bit of a safety net. But Jason said he'd be horrified if Lorraine, his wife-to-be, had a bank account and didn't tell him.
See, this is a difficult one for me. Because technically, I would have secret accounts. Where it becomes difficult is that when we first started our relationship, I was very open with the fact that nobody, including my family, know what I may or may not have. She knows what comes into the bank every month, and she knows that we have a comfortable life, but she doesn't know how many accounts I have. She doesn't know what's in those accounts, and she would never ask. And I've got a question for...
Hang on.
Go on.
You have a question for who?
Is it Jason?
Jason, yeah, Jason.
Yeah.
You say that you would be devastated that she had a savings account. And I sort of get where
not
you're
not a savings account. No,
a secret,
not a
secret account.
Secret one, a secret one, I mean.
Yeah.
When I'm talking about, I mean a secret one. Yeah. So you'd be devastated that she's got a savings account. By your own admission and her admission, she's useless with saving money.
No, not savings, secret.
No. Hang on. Let's just make it. Okay. So let Adam finish the question first, Jason. Hang on.
By both of your admissions, she's useless at saving money, which would imply that she likes to spend money.
I have no idea, mate. I sleep in the truck for another week.
I'm making an assumption here.
Yeah.
But say, for example, I think it would be difficult for both of you to save money. You to have a savings account because she likes to spend money. So would you not be happy that, say something went wrong, a roof needed replacing, if she actually said, you know what, Jace, I've been saving 50 quid a week. Would you not be happy that she's actually been able to save money rather than just spend it?
Right, can I come in on that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now I understand what you're saying. For the last,
I wasn't having
years,
a dig at either of you.
No. Can I know exactly what you're saying, right? And listen to what I'm going to say to you. The difference between a runaway account and a savings account. A savings account is for the family. I dropped dead if Lorraine told me she was saving 50 quid a week as in a savings account for the family because she's been saving. If Lorraine told me she was saving 50 quid a week for a runaway fund, I'd say, why do you not trust me? I'd love Lorraine to save money for her if something happened to me and I couldn't walk, I was incapacitated, or I died. We're still a young couple. I would love her to have a savings account for that for herself. Yes, but a runaway account is different. That's you getting into a marriage and saying, I want a prenup. I'm marrying you, but I love you, but I don't think it's
I get what he's saying, Adam. There's a difference between a JIC fund or a just-in-case fund and a runaway account. A runaway account is a secret account. Yeah.
Runaway account
is
safe. The fact that the 13%
it's safe, but that's like the prenup. Okay, I can only hear one at a time. So, Adam, the point is, if a wife had an account that the husband didn't know about.
Yeah, but you're talking about the 13%
of
people with secret accounts.
Yeah.
Secret accounts.
Yeah, you're in
of
that.
Those, of that percentage, not all of them are runaway accounts. They are just secret accounts.
Why are they secret? Why are they secret?
If you're in a relationship and you're in a partnership and it's meant to be a partnership and that's two of you and a family,
if your partner,
so you are our one. So why have something secret? Okay,
Jason,
if you had a girlfriend on the side, would you like him to know about that?
Hear me out, Jason. If you came into €250,000 tomorrow, say you did the lotto you won €250,000 tomorrow, how much of that do you think would be left at the end of the year? You've already admitted that you love spending.
Something, if it's for me and Lorraine and our kids, I couldn't give a shit if there was not a penny left, but we were happy and we had everything sorted out, i.e. college was paid,
college was paid.
And all that, so we'd no bills, I'd be happy then.
Would I be happy if we saved together? Would you not like to think that, say, for example, you came into that €250,000, would you not like to be able to know that, you know what, I'll tell her we won 150, I'll leave 100 for our retirement, so that we can continue to have that safety net and that nice life.
But hold on for a second. Hang on, Adam. Why wouldn't he just tell her and say, listen, Lorraine, out of the quarter of a million, here's 150. We'll do what we want with that. We'll have the wedding, a lovely wedding. We'll have a nice honeymoon.
I'll tell you what,
Lorraine, I'm going to put 100 into a separate account and we leave it there for a rainy day. Why wouldn't he say, why hide us?
Sorry, Niall. Hang on, Jason.
Niall, you've been around women long enough to know that if they know there's 100 grand there and she really wants it, we all know as men, if they ask hard enough, they start getting.
No. Then you're with the wrong woman.
No.
Because if you both have an agreement, if you come into a bit of money and you both have an agreement, or you sit down around the table and decide how it's going to be spent or saved or whatever it is, well, then you stick to that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Niall.
Niall.
Yeah, Jason.
Ask Lorraine.
Save me. Yeah. Hang on, Jason. Ask Lorraine. Lorraine, how are you? Sorry.
Go on.
Lorraine.
Yeah?
Would it be a problem if Jay won the lotto tomorrow and won €250,000, but only told you about 150,000, kept 100,000 in a separate account on the side, all right, and didn't tell you about it, for a rainy day? And let's just say, I don't know, there was a hurricane in 10 years' time and the roof is blowing off your house. And Jason said, you never guess, Lorraine. Do you remember that money I won? I actually won €250,000. I have 100 grand in the bank here. Never told you about it.
See, the funny thing with Jay is he's too honest. He'd tell you straight out.
It's hypothetical.
Hypothetically, would it annoy me? No. Because
Liar, Niall, get me in there. Let me in there now, please.
Lorraine, you're a liar. You are lying.
Okay. Fuck the roof. The roof is still on the house. In 10 years' time, I've just had enough and I walk out the door and say, guess what? Remember that 250,000 we won 10 years ago? Yeah. Well, I still have 100,000 for it. You're getting a bit old and saggy around the eyes. I'm going off to get, like the new ad on telly, you know, where your woman goes into the future and comes back with El Pablo and she looks at her fella and says, we've traded up. Now, imagine that now. Let's go 10 years into the future. I bounce back now with El Debrinio or whatever her name is, 22 years of age, and all the BBL and all the plastic book of Michael Jackson.
The wedding is off, Jason. Be careful, Jason, where you're going with this.
You saved 100 grand, Niall. How would you feel then if I turned around and said, I have another 100,000, I'm out of here, I don't need you anymore?
But it's your rainy day fund.
See, there you go. There's dishonesty. Why start a relationship on dishonesty? Niall.
Well, she's saying it's not dishonesty. She doesn't think that's dishonest. She thinks that's okay. It's a runaway fund, a rainy day fund. Stay there, all of you, for a second. I have to go to a break and I need to come to John and Galway. He's waiting ages there. The number is 087-188-0008. Just can't be a good domestic on the air, so you can't. I can't see these two being married in October at all, actually. By the way, Lorraine and Jason, please don't argue and split up. I'm so looking forward to your wedding.
Are you coming?
Yeah, of course I'm going.
Niall, I have a confession.
What?
What? I have got money stashed.
What money?
It's in a Squirtle savings account.
Yeah, I tell you now, if you really had it stashed, it'd sail around and rip the head off you. Because I don't know why she's saying this tonight. John, hi, how are you?
Good evening, Niall.
How are you doing, John?
All good here in Galway.
Good.
I got married, except for my wife, but I'm divorced now. We got married in 1983, and she had her own she's opened her own bank account, and she worked right through. She always self-employed, and she worked right through till her divorce. I always knew she had an account, but I never, ever knew how much she had in it or how much salaries went into it. Now, we also had a joint account. My salary went into the joint account, and that paid for the mortgage and a lot of the stuff. Now, she also paid for electricity and things like that.
Yeah, so you kind of shared the bills, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a secret account. She had her own private account.
So had you any idea how much she had in that account?
I never had an idea, never.
No, I asked how much he lost on his divorce. Because I guarantee he lost everything, so he didn't lose a fucking penny.
Usually the way, isn't it?
We had the divorce cost about 1,700 euros because I didn't get a solicitor and I went to her solicitor and said, just cut it down the middle. So we got a...
Had you got kids, mate? Had you got kids?
We have three kids, but they're in their 40s now and 20s. But, well, the youngest one lives with her, you know. So we're happy.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, but don't go too much into his divorce. That's his own business.
No, I'm just going to ask him in a person. Are you happy with that situation that you knew nothing about her finances and she knew everything about yours? Are you happy with that situation?
Yeah, because I knew she had the account and I just never asked her. But she paid for stuff out of that. Now, she did go on holidays a lot with her friends.
It doesn't sound like a proper family unit. Where there not is no really. Secrets.
I would kind of agree with Jason there, yeah.
I am sorry for what happened to you, mate. But, you know, I am divorced as well, by the way. We all know that. I lost
family. Private in her own sense in the world. Yeah. She was didn't like to talk about
But it's okay to be private, by the way. But when you're with your husband, you're not you shouldn't be private with your husband.
You've always said my mouth.
It's a relationship, for feck's sake. Hang on, Jason.
To go the way it went, you know. Because we just didn't communicate. Now we still talk now, and we're, you know,
hence you were divorced. Yeah. See, Lorraine, that's not a good start to a relationship. Do you know what I mean?
I'm not saying it's a good.
You know how much Jay earns, don't you?
Sorry, yeah, I do.
Yeah, and so you should.
Save my bollocks. I cannot save money to save my bollocks. So whatever money I have is Jay's, but. I understand where people are coming from having these rainy day funds. I do genuinely get it. As I said, my mum always said to us, have a rainy day fund in case something goes wrong.
But then you're kind of predict what you're doing by doing that. It's like a prenuptial agreement. I think it was Jason or Adam, somebody said it earlier on. When if you're setting up a rainy day fund or a secret fund that's not known to your partner, you're predicting a problem.
It's like a prenup, man. It's like a prenup now.
It is like a prenup, yeah. I would never sign, you know, if I was getting married, I would never, ever expect someone to sign a prenup or sign one myself. I would never do that. Because if you're signing a prenup, what you're doing is walking down the aisle thinking this is not going to last.
Well,
you walk down the aisle thinking, you should be thinking, this will last forever.
It will. On the 4th of October, me and him walk down the aisle. You'll be there standing beside him. He always said you would on top of the altar.
Yeah, hold on now. Nobody mentioned the word best man to me, so that won't be happening.
Yeah. You're the priest.
I'm the priest. Okay, right.
You're the priest, the breast man, the grooms man, the bride.
But I understand where women are coming from having these phones. I genuinely do.
Oh, Lorraine, and I'm surprised at you. I'm really surprised at you.
Why?
Because what you're saying is, I understand why women deceive their husbands. That's what you're saying to me.
Yeah, but come on, Niall.
Come on, nothing.
At the end of the day,
Niall,
at the end of the day,
really
women end up with the kid.
Teddy.
Yes, right or wrong?
Women are the what?
Women normally end up with the kid, right or wrong?
Well, yes, normally, yeah. In a breakup, yeah.
If someone goes tits up in a marriage, you're left, say, with 2-3 kids.
Yeah, but that's up to a judge in a family law court to sort out the, you know, sharing out the assets and making sure the kids are provided for and maintenance is paid and all that kind of stuff. That's a separate situation. Sorry, John, you wanted to say something important. Go on.
Just one last thing. I missed out on your last topic.
Oh, well, prostitution.
Big roles and all that. I have a lot of experience with that.
I know you have a lot of experience in prostitution.
Every woman out there, and all your listeners tonight, listen. For every woman that has an account, a secret account, hiding money, There's 10 lads with hoarding accounts.
Hoarding accounts?
Yeah. Lads have, I know businessmen who have special accounts just for escorts and for going to sex shops and going to, I give you an example. Four businessmen here many, many years ago now.
Yeah, don't tell me. Don't be giving me clues as to who they are. I don't want to know.
Yeah, no. It's 20, long time ago. Yeah, but there was four or five of them, and one of them was a bit of a dope, I'd say. But they went to Terramolinas or whatever on a golfing trip, okay?
Yeah.
They went over to Terramolinas on a golfing trip.
Yeah.
This is a true story now. And they were gone for a week, and they came back to their wives, and four of them grand, but one of them had a joint account with the credit card company. And his wife came down one morning and she got the envelope statement from a credit card company because she was a joint. And she,
he paid a prostitute with a credit card?
A credit card joint with his wife.
Not alone that night. But it was the Bang Bang Club in Thailand.
Oh,
they went to fucking Thailand.
So they weren't in Terramolinas at all?
No. They told all their wives they were going to Terramolinas playing golf. They went to fucking Thailand and gobshite.
Well, they deserve to get caught.
Thailand.
So you're saying there are men out there that have whoring accounts?
He deserves to get caught.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, you're right. He does deserve to get caught. By the way, you do know that John has admitted in the past, by the way, that he uses escorts. And one of the escorts that he used asked him, would he bring a packet of fig rolls with him?
Yeah, Niall.
I went for the massage. Now, I missed out on the earlier topic here. Because
did I have a happy ending?
They're in their 50s and 60s. They're mature escorts. And they own their own properties. One
did I have a happy ending, pal?
She wants to know, did the massage have a happy ending, John?
Yeah. I went for a happy ending. I would not that I say that I wouldn't go for the full deal, but I wouldn't be able to perform.
Hey, John. Niall.
Yeah, sorry, Jason, go ahead. Yeah.
Does he have any daughters?
Yeah.
You do have daughters, and you're talking like that?
Yeah. They don't mind.
Jesus Christ. Dude, they don't mind. They know their daddy goes to fucking use women, and they don't mind.
No, daddy doesn't go to use women. Daddy goes.
You just said you went to a massage with a happy ending. You're a disgusting human being. Any man that uses other men's daughters for that are fucking disgusting. You know that?
Yeah.
Seriously, you've took a good conversation with a bit of laugh and brought it down to fucking pathetic, disgusting, deprived levels. You should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself using another man's daughter for your own fucking dirty pleasures. You're a disgusting human being. And this goes
he did say they were mature women, he went to. Mature women.
They're still somebody's fucking daughters.
Okay, on that note, I have to wrap it up. John, thank you. And you keep just stacking the shelves with fig rolls. Lorraine, thank you very much indeed. Jason, thank you very much indeed. I hope the wedding's still on. Jesus, we're really looking forward to it. Myself and Karen can't wait. Day out.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.